This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Some big changes are afoot at the New York Stock Exchange. Officials said today they want more stock trading to be conducted electronically. The decision means that the floor brokers and specialists, who are such a familiar part of the exchange, may no longer enjoy a near monopoly on trading. The exchange is pushing for the reform because of complaints from large institutional investors that trades aren't being executed fast enough. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
John Thain took over the reins of the New York Stock Exchange after former chairman Richard Grasso departed in a pay scandal last September, so he's used to taking on trouble. Today he did so again. Thain said the exchange would partially replace its famous open outcry auction trading system, allowing more orders to be placed via computer.
We want to enable customers to execute more of their orders quickly and electronically with certainty and anonymity. Our goal is to create a new market model, a hybrid market.
The changes have been a long time coming. Right now, when someone buys or sells a stock through the New York Stock Exchange, the transaction has to pass through traders who work on the exchange floor. The traders say the system is the best way to get fair prices for all investors. But in the computer age, critics have long charged that the system has become an anachronism. And in fact, most major stock exchanges, including NASDAQ, are much more automated than the New York Stock Exchange. Today, officials said they would remove many of the limits on electronic trading. Floor brokers will still handle many trades, but big investors will have the option of conducting many of their trades electronically. Thain said he had no choice but to make the move. He said many investors complain that trades aren't being executed fast enough and that the open outcry system isn't private enough.
If we didn't respond to that customer base, they would pull their volume off of the exchange and trade in other alternative markets that give them that electronic capability.
That includes NASDAQ, but it also includes upstart trading systems such as Archipelago and Instanet. Many of these new exchanges have already taken some market share from the New York Stock Exchange. Thain also faced pressure from the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has long been pushing the exchange to become more automated. The commission still has to approve the proposals. Whatever happens, Thain's announcement today represents a major shift in the exchange's direction.
I think it's the most significant change in their history.
Bill Klein is managing partner for global capital markets at Accenture. He says any effort to reform the market has had to contend with the opposition of certain entrenched interests within the exchange. Many floor traders make considerable money off the current system, and Thain's push for automation threatens their position.
At the same time, he has to balance bringing along his own constituencies at the exchange, namely the specialist and the floor broker. So it is a very delicate balancing act. But I think he certainly recognizes the inevitability of electronic trading.
The new system is designed to bring the exchange fully into the computer age, but still leave a big role for specialists and floor traders. But it inevitably could take away some of their business. One of the most prominent floor brokers, Robert McCooey of Griswold, put a positive spin on the changes today. He said adding more automation to the system should result in more trading, and that in the long run would be good for everyone at the exchange. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.